My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
You did it, Ben. You're my shining star, Ben.
That one's for you.
This song was, when this song came out, I think it was like a banger for like a year and a half. It was just everywhere.
It was.
I just told him, you're my shining star, Ben. Come on, man. We got to get to some fantasy. Everybody's playing this or you're playing Traffic's fantasy song anytime you're talking about fantasy football.
What's going on, Gonzalez?
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Doing well, man. How are you?
I'm great.
Now, Gonzalez is making his one fantasy football appearance of the year, and I guilted him into this one. He's retired from it.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he is.
No, I am. I play. I play in like a billion leagues, but I don't do rankings anymore, yeah. Things like that.
Well, what I mean is you're not stepping away from it totally. You're doing your own thing. You're just not helping everyone else out.
I don't have to have people call me or text me and say, should I start Lamar Jackson or Josh Allen? And say, well, you shouldn't have them both on your team, so I'm not talking to you anymore.
And speaking of Josh Allen, I've seen rankings where he is the top-rated quarterback in the draft, but he's not even in the top 20.
Mm-hmm. Well, if you're in a one quarterback league, you're not drafting a quarterback until late. The earliest I would take Josh Allen would be in like the third round if he's just sitting there. He is the number one overall fantasy quarterback. I don't think it's close. I think he's tier one, and then we start with tier two, and we start to talk about Lamar and Jalen Hurts and Patrick Mahomes and whoever else you may want to throw into tier two. But Josh Allen's the top guy, one quarterback league, third round at the earliest for me. I'm perfectly happy with quarterbacks waiting to rounds 9 or 10, and give me Jared Goff, and I'll be just fine.
I want to get your thoughts on rookies coming in, because sometimes you know how it goes in the auction leagues when everybody starts talking about rookies, everybody, now the price goes up on them. Sometimes you would, in those keeper leagues, you like to find the value and grab a rookie, and then maybe he turns into a special player for year two. I think there's a couple really special players out of this draft, none more so than Marvin Harrison. I think, in my opinion, I think he's on the same level of a Justin Jefferson, Jamar Chase, and I don't think it's long before he's a top five receiver.
No, I don't disagree with you. I mean, he's already in by top 10 as far as the draft goes. The guys that I have in front of him, they're the top guys in the draft, the Chases, the Hills, the Jefferson, the Lambs, the St. Browns. But then you start getting into the A.J. Brown and Garrett Wilson and Puka, and I think Harrison's right there. You're going to have a full season, hopefully, injury-free season of Kyler Murray. And, you know, he's kind of forgotten about because he's missed so much time. But he's been really good when he's played. 71% of the games that he's played in, he's basically gone over the expected total of fantasy points. I have him as a top 7 quarterback just below C.J. Stroud this year. But you got to like him. You look at the quarterbacks, I think we're excited about the quarterbacks. Jaden Daniels is the top rookie quarterback to me. You could argue Williams in Chicago. I'm fine with that. We just saw Knicks be named the starter in Denver a little bit, you know, lower down the totem pole as your as a QB2. But there are a lot of guys that you're excited about. You know, you look at the kid Neighbors and the Giants. Are they going to be able to throw the ball more successfully this year? I guess that depends on whether you think Jones, number one, stays healthy, and number two, whether you think he's any good after what seems like 7 years. I think it's only his fifth year. It just seems like he's been in the league forever. And then you go to Kansas City. They bring in Xavier Worthy. You know, everybody's excited with the preseason. He caught a long touchdown pass, blah, 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 blah. You know, they need some people to step up in the receiving game. And could he be their answer from losing Tyreek Hill?
Ken Zales joins us, talking some fantasy football. Ken, Christian McCaffrey's listed as the number one pick in a lot of places. Christian McCaffrey's been healthy for a while, which scares me in making that number one pick with him.
Yeah, I'm scared by it, but I think if you have the number one overall pick and you don't take him, you're gonna, you know, you're kind of gonna regret it, because I don't know who you take there. Ja'Marr Chase still hasn't put on a uniform. CeeDee Lamb still hasn't put on a uniform.
You're right.
Justin Jefferson has,
I'm throwing to him this year. Yeah. Tyreek Hill.
I mean, it could be Tyreek Hill, but again, you know, age is undefeated sometimes, and he's getting up there. I think it's still got to be McCaffrey. If you go with one of those wide receivers, nobody's going to make fun of him. Oh, that's a terrible pick. There's just a lot of questions at the top of the draft this year. I actually think that some other running backs are safer this year. I know everybody was disappointed with Bijan Robinson last year in Atlanta, but they cleaned house. They got a real offensive coordinator. They say they're going to feed him the ball constantly. Breece Hall was just wonderful for a quarterbackless Jet team. We'll see what Aaron Rodgers brings to that and if he helps them there. So there are some other options in the first round, but it's scary in the first round right now because of all these questions with the wide receivers.
All right, give it to me. Who's your quarterback crapper, the one that you're waiting on in round 13 that you're going to take and start in all your leagues? I think it used to be Jared Goff. Maybe he's moved up a little bit, but do you have one this year?
There's a couple that I think you can get by with if you wait longer than everybody else. I think that Matthew Stafford's a guy that all he does is put up numbers, and people don't like him. But you look at who he's throwing to, and you look at that offense. It's still an offensive led team, and they do a lot of weird things. And you can get him really, really late.
Casey, it's so true. When you're watching him, you look up, you blink, and he has 250 with at least one touchdown.
Every single game, and out of his last 15 starts, 9 of them, he's overproduced what the fantasy world has said he's going to do. Look, if you believe in Deshaun Watson, I don't, but the schedule is kind of friendly to him. You could go that way. He's not getting a lot of love in the fantasy community at quarterback, but Trevor Lawrence. Has just a cake schedule. You got to like it there. So there are so many guys that I could go with, you know, if I miss out and wait and wait and wait. Brock Purdy's a guy. I don't think he goes, you know, that late, but 9th, 10th round, Brock Purdy, you can sign me up for him.
There he is, Ken Zales. KZ, thanks a lot, my friend. I got one more for you.
Every year I give a super sleeper.
Love it.
Okay. Uh-huh. Okay. So nobody knows about this guy, and you're going to take him with your last pick of your draft. Jordan Whittington, wide receiver, Los Angeles Rams.
Jordan Whittington, wide receiver at Los Angeles. They got another receiver in Los Angeles.
They got another receiver. He's not Puka, but he's a guy that underdrafted, and we know the history with Kupp and with Puka with a couple of injuries. This guy could sneak in there and be a good guy.
They finally got a black.
you know what's funny? They got close with Puka, right? No, anyway.
They got close.
And somebody else besides a white wide receiver. Hey, I want to tell you how far that we both go back with KZ, such a long way. When his super sleepers, I remember talking super sleepers like Marcus Colson and even
God
remember that one.
Passed, as Casey and I went back and forth about Jacoby Jones years ago. And it's just, it's funny too to look at it and how long we've been doing this. And to hear he's retiring, it's like, oh my God.
Colson was the last pick of what my fantasy draft the year that he picked up a sleeper. He's the last pick. He was the Mr. Irrelevant of the draft.
It was somebody said somebody asked me what my greatest two things I ever said in fantasy. And one happened really early with Colston, and the other one happened last year with Puka.
Oh.
And you know, to kind of bookend how long I've been doing that, I think, Colston was like 2007, something crazy like that. I'm old, man. Yeah. I'm old.
I don't think we had challenges back then.
I don't think so. I don't think we had lots of things.
Concussions were fine.
Thanks a lot, Casey. Appreciate it, my man.
Take care, guys.
Thanks, bye, kid.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.